What is up, Anchor Nation? 8:11 a.m. Saturday, July 21st. You know, it's been a minute since I've been on here, and my freaking X video is getting so much attention right now, which is crazy because it's like really old, but I guess really people are just into conspiracy theories and stuff. But yeah, we're almost done with the mixtape. And I didn't even know that I was going to have a mixtape the last time that I put a podcast up, but I think it's dope, honestly, because, I mean, I'm at my fourth song. I'm waiting for my fifth one to put it out, because I think a mixtape should be, like, five songs, you know, so we got three recorded, fourth one's on the way, well, halfway done being written, and then the last one I haven't found an inspiration for yet, so until I do, I mean, it's gonna be lit. I don't know what I'm gonna put on there. I got some bars written for someone else or something else. I gotta figure out how I'm gonna do that. I'm sorry. I always come on this podcast and just think out loud because I feel like that's the most raw content I can give. Just like no, like, edited thoughts, you know, just raw. Whatever is coming in my mind is coming out of my mouth at this point. And I think that's how I like it, because that's real, you know? But whatever. Yeah, first song I'm actually just going to put out. And it's going to be all over my social media, blah, 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 blah. So, I don't know when I'm going to do that. But I'm trying to do it this, like, sometime in this, the rest of June, or maybe, like, what the fuck, not June, it's because it's July, oh, because I saw the J, and I probably even said it in the beginning, I said July 21st, I don't know, yeah, so I'm trying to release it, like, somewhere in these next couple days, because, like, August is not really, I don't know, I think that's summer, you know, but it's really summery vibe, so I think it'd be something good to give back. I think I'm just gonna do it, you know? Like, I think I'm just gonna hurry up and just put it out and then let everyone know that I put it out instead of, like, hyping it up. Because, I mean, it's just one song. But it could be the song that changes everything, you know? A lot of people blow up off their first songs. But it's one of those first ones that click. And I got a lot of things. I gotta go back. Once I do go back and do the chorus again for one of those, I went into the studio the day that I went in, and I bit my tongue the night before or something, and my throat was just swollen, and I just couldn't sing, so I was just like, fuck, I can't, you know, I can't sing in general, but that really didn't help my singing. It made it a lot worse, so I was like, fuck it, I'll come back and do the chorus later. I wasn't really sure even if I was going to do the chorus or if I would have someone, like, who can sing beyond the song, but then, you know, legality rights and stuff. I knew that would cause problems later on, but it was like, whatever, you know. Man. Yeah. So, there's so much stuff. Like, I kind of just want to get away from music for a little bit now that I recorded those two songs. But I'm going to really become more, like, social media savvy. Because I'm really on there just to check stuff. And then I go off, you know. And I feel like I need to have a big presence on social media to survive nowadays. So I want to act on it. But I don't know. I don't know how to make myself on it, you know. Because, like, I've distanced myself so much from, like, communicating through social media a lot. Unless I am close with you and I know you, like, personally, then I don't have a problem. But man, it's been rough. I wanna start posting every day, but I don't know, like, a lot of people have experience with that because they have, like, spams or whatever. I don't know if you guys know what spams are, but there could be a bunch of your friends who have spams where they just post whatever they're thinking as if it were like Snapchat or something, you know. And I think that's cool because it lasts longer and it saves that memory and that thought right there in time. So I think that's cool. But at the same time, it's like, I don't know. Like, I feel like if I post something that's going to be there forever, I want it to mean something, you know. So it's just a battle of figuring out how I'm going to remind myself, you know. I don't want to set an alarm and say, hey, post something. Because I do that with, I don't know, I think it's weird just having alarms going off randomly in the day. Like, if I'm inside the house all day, I don't care, but I don't know, I just feel weird when it goes off and people are like, oh, you know, alarm for a podcast and blah, 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 blah. It feels like I'm trying to start conversation about it when really it's just a reminder for myself. I don't know. I hate giving off the wrong impression, I guess. But yeah, I kind of just want to step away from that, the music stuff, after I finish this last one. Not the last one, but the fourth song, the second half of it. And once I do that, I'll be lit. Because, I mean, once I step back and get into social media more than I am, like, with my music, I feel like I can build some type of following, you know? Like, I feel like I have the tools. I'm not used to it. So it's something I have to step out of my box and do, you know? Because I was late to Snapchat. I was late to Instagram. I was on time with Facebook, but that's because it was middle school, and that's the thing that everyone was doing. So it's hard for me not to be a part of Facebook, I feel like. And then again, I just don't like, I'd love to be one of those big Instagrammers that just post them doing their thing. You know, like, that'd be so cool because that's like passive income, and I'm having fun, you know? And I can use that to work less and fun more, you know? Like, you know what I'm saying? I feel like that would be cool, but I also just don't like people, you know? And I love people, but at the same time, I don't like people. And that's, like, my whole thing, that there's two sides to everything. And you could feel one way and the other. You can have your cake and eat it, too, you know? Like, because I could be like, I don't fuck with social media at all. But I'll scroll through my whole Instagram feed if I have nothing else to do. You know what I'm saying? Like, because people say one thing and then do another, but that's just human beings. Like, we feel one way at this moment and then feel another way the next. It's just the way that things are. So, like, I want to be on social media, but then I know, like, physically I'm not. But then I don't want to be on social media, but then I'm always on. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm on there for me. Like, I can't be on there for everybody else. But I want to. So I gotta figure it out. It's a whole bunch of blabbering, but something I gotta figure out. Let me know if you guys have any tips or tools for how you stay on your spams or stay. I suck at Snapchat streaks. Because I just don't remember, you know? Unless I'm thinking about you that day, you won't get hit up until I do think about you. And then I'm like, oh, let me see what they're doing, you know? Like, oh, we have a streak, blah, blah, blah. Like, I see the notifications, but sometimes I just be opening shit and then thinking I reply, but I don't. Like, I just fucking just click it and then swipe, or like, oh, let me watch their story now, you know? And then I go through their story and then go to the next story and then, yeah, just forget. And then I get that timer shit. I'm like, oh shit, now I gotta remember. But then the timer just goes away. I don't know, that was weird too. It wasn't keeping me updated, but I think after the first time they give you a warning, they just cut your shit off or something. But now that I'm out on my own, I see that I have more free time, but I feel like I'm just using it the same way I've always used it, you know? I feel like I haven't gone through a big enough change. Well, I think it'll hit me later, like, once I realize I'm never going back to school again. Like, I've been saying it, and it's been kind of hitting me, like, yo, I never have to go to school again. Like, that's crazy. Like, it's making me smile right now. But yeah, I think once I get it, like, fully, like, I got free time, I got to do something with my life, I gotta move, you know, I can't be standing just waiting for some shit to scoop me up, you know, because, I mean, it can happen, anything's possible, yeah, I'm aware of that, but I'd rather increase the chances of it happening by getting up and doing, you know, so, I don't know, I feel like, it's weird. It's so weird, like, being out, because there's so much you gotta do, but you also have so much free time if you like, plan it out, you know? Like, you can give up the brief moments you have, like, oh, I wake up, and I have, like, 3 hours before I go to work, and then, on, like, tomorrow, I have, like, 2 hours just to relax before I go to this meeting or whatever, you know? And you can use those moments and then use your full days off to do, like, grocery shopping, house cleaning, laundry, all that good stuff. And then have the little brief moments. Or you can give up those brief moments and do errands. Like, oh, I'm going to run to the store before I go to work. Oh, I'm going to throw in my laundry. Or I'm going to clean the house before I leave for work. And then have your days off. Like, all to yourself, just to do whatever, you know. So I guess it's whatever you need. If you just need, like, small moments of to yourselfness, then just take your full days. And I mean, even, like, cleaning your house is really, like, stress relieving. And, like, rearranging shit in your room. Even going shopping and cooking food, I think that's, like, a stress reliever. Like, doing the basic things. But it's weird for me because I'm used to having a set amount of time that I knew I was going to be off. And there was no, like, I had my Saturdays and Sundays, but I was working. And I normally worked after school. So I had to come home and I had, like, that brief 1 hour. 1 hour and 30 minutes of just doing nothing, just laying down before I go into work. I remember I used to make my podcast in those times. I used to, you know, and then on the weekends I just chill. But slowly but surely, we're getting to where we need to be. I feel more confident the closer I get to it. But I sometimes, like, I don't know. That's how I am about the music, too. Like, if I feel that my song is not good, I'll just be like, I don't know if I want to put this out. And then I'll listen to it, and I'm like, okay, I want to put this out, you know? But then later, I know I'm going to feel like I don't want it to be out if it is already. I don't feel that way about my first song, even though I messed up one of the lyrics into it and never went back to fix it. But I'll never tell you guys which part it is. You just have to figure it out. There's actually two parts, but there's one part that does make sense. It's just, I don't know. Like, and I purposely left it in there because I like having moments where, like, I like making moments of regret for myself. Like, just to beat the beast, you know? Because they say, oh, like, the worst thing in life is having regrets. So I just purposely do something that I know I wouldn't want to do. And then just deal with it. So that way, like, I'm already in the shit, you know? And then I can be free. Like, freeing myself from avoiding that for the rest of my life, you know? So, just fuck it. It's just like jumping in the deep end of the pool and you can't swim. Like, I figure it out or I fucking don't, you know. But aside from all that, how is Anchor? Yo, Anchor, I've been getting a little buzz. But I haven't been doing anything, so I don't know. I feel like maybe that X video resonated and I got a little bounce back from that. A couple ears. But if you guys are new, what's up? I barely post now because I'm adulting. And I'm a forgetful human being, so I feel like it'll be better when I get my own place. I'm surrounded by a lot of people who just, like, move, you know? Like, they're always doing something. They're always going out to eat, or they're freaking working. Like, people are just doing stuff. So, like, I'm normally in that flow of, like, oh, I want to go out. Oh, I want to go shopping with you guys. Like, I want to be active, you know? I don't want to be in the house all day. But sometimes I got a hermit crab up and just just fucking do my thing, you know? So, this is my sit down. This is my me time. This is like my self-therapy. And this is where I come to fucking hang out. But once I get out by myself, I feel like, I don't know if I'll ever be, well, no, I'm not saying I don't know if I'll ever be by myself, because I'm sure eventually I'll get my own, like, house and shit, but then I don't want my bros to move in, so I don't know. Maybe I just gotta find it in myself, or just get the people around me in on it, too. I think that'll work. Like, if I just get the people around me to get into what I'm doing, then I know that they'll be on their shit, too. If we all are, you know what I'm saying? Because then we have each other to motivate each other and keep going and stuff. So I feel like that's something I gotta do. My roommate's a little lazy boy. But it's all good. But anyways, I don't think there's anything else on my mind. I'm about to go into work right now, like a little bit actually. I'm trying to find. That's the thing. People just get too comfortable with, like, their jobs and shit and think that that's enough. Like, I mean, if it's paying your bills, it's enough. But you can't do that for the rest of your life, you know? You can't be waiting for that 6 months so you can get a raise or that Christmas bonus. Excuse me. You gotta go, man. There's some people that still don't even know what the fuck they want to do with their life, and they've been working the same job for like 5+ years. And they're just in the dead end loop, just trying to make ends meet, you know? They got all that free time. So, I mean, it's just like, what are you gonna do, bro? I don't know. There's people at my job, you know, I do podcasts about my job and I talk about it all the time. There's fucking great people there. Awesome people, nothing bad against them at all, but, like, there's people that have been there for a long, long time, and I literally have envy for these people, because they do what they, like, they do their job for so long, and it's so repetitive. Like, I'm genuinely surprised that they are still working that job, and still come in with a smile, and still, like, I don't know. Like, I think that's cool. But there's no, like, my mind can't function. Like, I've only been here for 6 months, and I'm already thinking about, like what's my next move? Like, I can't be here for the rest of my life, you know? I can't get caught in the same loop just because the money's good. So, oh, man. It is a predicament. But I'd love to do that. I'd love to have, like, a little, like, do my own thing, you know? Have, like, my own little house, my own little family, work my little job, and just, like, that'd be so cool. Like, the idea of it sounds cool, but the actuality of it is terrifying, because there's no way I could just live my life in the same city, the same state, the same country. Fuck it, the same planet for the rest of my life, you know? I want to fucking go. I want to travel. I want to see everything there is to see. I want to see shit that no one else has seen. You know, I want to live. Because we don't know shit, you know? There could not be an afterlife. Real shit, real facts. And this call could have been bullshit passed on for years. And can't even fucking speak. And, like, stories that have just been passed down. So, I mean, I don't know. Like, I gotta live this life now, because it's something that I know I got. And I don't know how long I got it, though, but I know I got it right now in this moment. So I gotta live every moment. And here I am making a podcast for other people. Yeah. I don't know. But it's cool, though. I like giving. I like being, like the giver, you know? Like, I love receiving love. I love seeing people, like, happy and shit, but that's mainly for their benefit. Like, I like seeing people happy more than I like smiling. Smiling's whatever for me. Like, I do it passively, so I don't really care about how good I feel as long as I know I can make someone else feel good, because when I see someone else feel good, it makes me feel good, you know? So, like, there's that edge of, like, passiveness where I'm just like, I don't have to really worry about, oh, if I'm going through some shit, you know? Let me just see how this person is doing, because if they're doing good, I know I'll feel good because they're happy, and then I'll be happy. Like, I'm an empath. Like, I feed off other people's energy, so I fuck with that so heavy when I'm feeling down and someone else is, like, having a great time. Like, that's dope. Like, I'm fucking, that's lit. Like, I'm glad you're so happy right now. That shit genuinely makes me feel good. It's weird, because if you think of other people, they would just get jealous and be like, ah, fuck you, you having a good time without me, blah, 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 no invite, whatever, you know? Like, on some crazy shit, I'm like, yo, that's fucking, that's lit, bro. You did your thing today. That's what's up. I fuck with that. So, that's just where I'm at headspace. Holy fuck, where are, this podcast has been going. 21 minutes. Jesus. Alright, I think I've chewed you guys' ear off enough. Anywho, it's been Solar Kai. I hope you guys enjoyed. Stay tuned for my song. Probably trying to drop this summer, maybe August. If it drops August, I'll be a little sick. I mean, it's the 21st, so I only got like 9 to 8 days, you know, to do this shit. But I mean, that's still a lot of fucking time. So, I could be internet famous by then. You never know. But, yeah, that's it for me. If you guys have any comments, just, you know what to do, whether you're on Instagram, Snapchat, or on Anchor, just fucking message me, man. I'm here. All ears, all good questions. I'll put them in the podcast if I dig them. But, yeah, that's all I got. So, see you guys in the next one. Peace the fuck out.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.